So, the plot recounts the story of an orphan, Laura Silva. It takes place in Madeira during the 18th century, when Madeira served as a busy port for transatlantic trade. The protagonist, Laura Silva, is a young woman who escapes a difficult childhood in an orphanage to receive medical training from her adoptive father, who is the village doctor. She stows away on a transatlantic voyage to escape a scandal, but eventually returns to pursue her life's work studying, cataloging and defending Madeira's unique forest. Her notes and samples are kept in a vast herbarium, an annotated and illustrated book for medicinal plants. But Laura and the book go missing, apparently swept away in the historic flood of the 1803. What the audience is prompted to do is to find the herbarium that got lost. The experience at the moment would take place in the Estalagem of Ponta do Sol, and will take the audience from the Estalagem down to the village, as you can see, facing the sea, and eventually to find the herbarium of Laura Silva. So it starts at number one, the Estalagem Ponta do Sol, where they would have a special, let's say, rabbit hole. The transmedia storytelling is going to be presented there to the clients of the hotel through a special call for action or video, which we have crafted as being someone from the future, which has witnessed the depletion of the Laura Silva forest and biodiversity in Madeira, and heard the legend of this, let's say, proto-pharmacist or botanist, and is trying to travel back in time to recover her herbarium in order to be able to reconstruct the plants and regenerate it from the DNA of the samples of the herbarium. Something goes wrong, and this person from the future called Orazio does not get to the right time, but actually arrives to nowadays, and that's why, and as a hologram, that's why he has to engage the audience to go into the town for him and find this herbarium and try and find out if the legend ever existed, if Laura Silva ever existed. The audience then collects mobile phones from the reception and ventures down into the village, where through the map that is on their mobile phone can explore the sequence of locations that we have designed to have content for them. So number two, three, four, they end up on the pier, and for each location, there is a part of the story of Laura Silva that evolves in the form of video or animation. We haven't decided which one. And there is a special plant or medicine that is going to play a role in that location. For example, going from number one to number two. Number two is the back of the church, where the orphanage where Laura was hosted, and where Laura befriending one of the nuns that keeps the medicinal plants, starts to learn about the powers of the plants of the Laura Silva. In this location, the audience will have a video or an animation of young Laura learning from the nun of distinguishing the plants and what are her remedies. In particular, we'll learn about a special remedy for cough that is derived from a plant that exists in the biodiversity of Madeira. And so on and so forth. We progress to number three, and eventually number four, which is the house of the doctor, where she initially goes as a servant and then she is adopted because of her skills as a botanist and her skills with patients and her interest in helping people. In the doctors, we will learn about the remedies that she can make for people to alleviate stomach aches. And so on and so forth. We go through all the nine spots, learning how one of the remedies that Laura made didn't work and the patient died, and she runs away to point number six, where she embarks on actually a boat that was stopping in Madeira for scientific purposes. In fact, in that century, this is true, it's said that even Darwin stopped in Madeira, and this is recorded in his diaries. After some time abroad and learning more about plants from Amazonia and Brazil, she comes back to Madeira almost by accident, and then she is somehow brought back to the village because her dear doctor is not well, and she ends up clarifying with the doctor that it was not her fault what happened before, and she ends up setting up a pharmacy in the village, which is number 8, is the old pharmacy of Ponte do Sol, still existing, and setting up a laboratory for her herbarium. So this is the experience that we want the audience to have. How do we end the experience? Basically, the experience ends with the scene in the pharmacy where Laura is working with her husband, and that night the big floods of the 18th century hit Ponte do Sol. And as she leaves the pharmacy to fetch some remedies, she is somehow caught in the floods. And from then on, we don't know anything more about her or her herbarium. The audience is asked to look further for traces and eventually to adventure into the what is a higher ground of the village, where actually their lab and herbarium of Laura Silva are found. They are found again, same as many of the scenes, as a reconstructed virtual reality panoramas, where the audience can experience and can see the different potions and herbs that she's been using. I'll show you an example of this later. And what is the outcome then of this story? Of course, we have left Horacio hanging, which will be participating and dialoguing with the audiences through SMS and social media. But the audience finding or not the herbarium, so adventuring to the higher part of the grounds or giving up, believing that there is this laboratory or not, will influence the outcome for the future of Horacio. So